This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A House subcommittee will hold a hearing this morning examining how the Biden administration planned for the 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan. The House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Oversight and Accountability will look at the military pullout, including the chaotic evacuation through the Kabul airport that cost 13 American soldiers their lives. Scheduled witnesses include retired Army Colonel Seth Kremrich, former Chief of Staff with Special Operations Command Central. The Department of Justice is filing paperwork asking a judge to order Texas Governor Greg Abbott to have the floating barrier in the Rio Grande removed. DOJ attorneys asked the court to order the barrier removed, along with anything used to anchor it. They also asked the state of Texas to not install any future barriers while the case is pending. Earlier this week, the DOJ sued the state of Texas over the floating barrier. Abbott put the water barrier in after claiming the Biden administration has failed to secure the border. More injuries are being reported after yesterday morning's crane collapse in Manhattan, New York. Nearly a dozen people, including two firefighters and some workers at the site, were injured, too seriously. Roughly 16 tons of concrete were on the crane more than 40 stories up when the crane's engine caught fire. The arm of the crane hit the building across the street, then part of the arm and the concrete fell to the ground. The New York Daily News is reporting that hydraulic fluid leaked onto a heated plate on the engine, sparking the fire. Singer Sinead O'Connor is dead at the age of 56. O'Connor's family confirmed her passing in a statement to Irish media, saying they are devastated. The date and cause was not announced. Irish President Michael Higgins praised O'Connor's authenticity as well as her beautiful, unique voice. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposed plea deal. Prosecutors and defense lawyers tried to put together a revised plan deal after a disagreement over the original. The original plea deal appeared to fall apart after the judge asked prosecutors if it provided immunity for any future charges related to Hunter Biden's business dealings. After the prosecutor said no, it did not, defense attorney said there was no deal. A global organization is calling for a worldwide ban on cell phones in schools.
A report from the United Nations is warning against excessive smartphone use in schools by calling for a global ban. UNESCO, the UN's Education, Science, and Culture Agency, said evidence shows that excessive use of smartphones is linked to worse performance in school. It also said a high screen time has negative effects on children's emotional stability. UNESCO said its urge for a smartphone ban is a message that technology should work for people, not the other way around. I'm John Schaefer.
Three U.S. Marines died from carbon monoxide poisoning at a North Carolina gas station last weekend.
It's what authorities are saying. Since autopsies were performed Wednesday, the bodies were discovered in a car at that gas station in Hampstead, maybe 60 miles or so from their military training station. No drugs were found in the vehicle. An investigation is ongoing. The ages of the Marines ranged from 19 to 23. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey.
Well, I guess you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all of the time. And this is what... You know, Hunter Biden's legal team found out yesterday, and it looks like, will Hunter Biden see prison? And will Pops tell him, hey, look it, Hunter, I'm sorry, we've done everything we can do for you. You might have to take one for the team here, because we need to protect the big guy, and I may say even the bigger guy. But I still maintain and question here, I mean, the kind of dollars that we're talking about, you know, 17 million, maybe as high as 30 million. That's small potatoes. I just can't believe that Joe Biden would sell out himself and his family for, you know, $30 million. I don't think there's enough money here. I think there's a lot more money in them than our hills we haven't discovered. I think we'll find out. But it's kind of like with Hunter Biden. Okay, well, all right, I'll give a plea. I'll take the lower plea here deal and go along with that and, you know, sign off and accept the terms of the conviction and move on, because you got this humongous discount on taxes. Now, who gets that? I mean, especially when you have been avoiding it like he has. And then, the prosecutor allows the biggest part of it, with the 2014 and 2015, where the biggest amount of money that they've been able to discover so far came in that was undeclared. He lets that lapse. This is just unbelievable. But hey, look, it's today's America, and it's the Biden family, and you just can't make this stuff up. And Grover Norquist is add to the story here and maybe help us make sense of it all. Grover, of course, the Americans for Tax Reform president. Well, Grover, we're just talking about Hunter Biden and the alleged sweetheart deal that now has gotten sour, right?
Well, I kind of like the thing where when he didn't pay taxes for a number of years and the Justice Department delayed looking into it until after the statute of limitations had run out, they didn't have to do that at all. I'd always been told when I was a kid there was no statute of limitations for fraud and not paying income taxes. So maybe if you just keep saying, I'm sorry, I forgot for 7 years,
right,
you don't know them anymore. So,
Well, you got to just make sure also your dad, you got to make sure your dad's in play, Grover. I mean, if you've got the shield of your father's political position, and then, of course, now he's going to be the president. So it's like we've heard the story before, right? I mean, this is kind of like the same thing that James Comey told us about Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's a political candidate. She's a nominee for a major party. you know, we can't aggressively go after her and influence, you know, what's happening in the election. So the very thing that he tried to avoid is the very thing that he created.
So you think they didn't go after Hunter Biden because of his dad? I hadn't thought of that. I just, oh, well, that's not good. That's not good at all. That's a disappointment.
Well, that's breaking news. I'm going to get in trouble again, Grover, because, you know, now that's misinformation, and the social media oligarchs are going to come after me because I've made some false claim, right?
This is so embarrassing. This is, you know, Biden, the father, Biden, the tax collector, always wants to raise taxes on everyone else. And then he did this thing that paying taxes, since he's lived off taxes plus his son's earnings all his life, he basically, he likes taxes. He views taxes as income. Now, you and I make taxes as outgo, as a cost of living, as money that isn't there anymore. He views taxes as, well, money to him personally, pension pay. But also he gets to spend that money to make friends and win campaign contributions, other people's money. But he was really snotty to people who wanted to cut taxes. He said it's patriotic to pay taxes. So obviously that's not something he inculcated in his son Hunter, because Hunter didn't spend a lot of time focused on either earning the money legally and honestly or paying taxes.
Right, exactly. Well, because that's the way the elites work, Grover. You know, you're around it, and sometimes I'm sure you hold your nose because it's just so odorous, and it's disgusting. You know, people who weasel their way into government under the guise of service, and it's all about helping themselves and not doing the work of the people.
Yeah, Matt Lewis, good conservative reporter, has a new book out on all the politicians who managed to get rich while in office. And what's interesting is the establishment press has zero interest in that subject. You know, how the former Senate leader from Nevada ended up rich on a, you know, the salary of a senator, which is not a lot of money. At least doesn't make you rich. But he's rich, loaning lots of land and so on. So there's a certain amount of that going on, and the establishment press has zero interest. They were fascinated. It irritated them that Donald Trump was a successful businessman, and therefore his being in office might lead to all sorts of conflicts of interest. I said, so the guy who's already rich, you're worried, might do something, but the person who works on $100,000 a year salary and ends up with millions, you have no questions about how that happened.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you see, this is what we've been saying all along, Grover, is the left self-indicts. I mean, if you go back and you listen to the campaign of 2015 and the very things that Hillary Clinton was accusing Donald Trump of was the very thing she was doing. And now fast forward, let's go another another campaign, 2020, and here you got Joe Biden accusing Donald Trump of the very thing that he's doing. So, I mean, if you just listen to them, you know, whatever they tell you, you know the opposite is true.
Why would Biden not tell his son to pay the taxes he owes? You know, it's one thing to say we're not going to put you in prison for your tax fraud of, you know, 8 years ago. But the idea that you don't owe it strikes me as odd for a Biden to take that attitude.
Because they were hiding this, Grover, from the very beginning. They knew that this could not stand the test of enlightenment. I mean, you couldn't put light on it. That, you know, Biden knew that he was playing games, and even what the Ukrainian official who said that they, you know, and we're talking Ukraine here. These guys are 10-degree black belts when it comes to money laundering, right? They've got every scam, they've been doing this for decades. They're real good at it. And they worked out a plan on how to, you know, kind of a shell game. We're going to hide the pee and we're going to move the stuff around. And he even said it would take them 10 years to figure this out.
Yeah, it's not good. And this guy's president of the United States, and he's corrupted the, you know, the attorney general's office. That's the attorney general Gartland that all the Democrats said was a wonderful moderate Democrat that should have been on the Supreme Court. He's been a corrupt political hack, and that's a nice way of putting it.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know that we've had an AG that political and that corrupt on behalf of the president. He'd have done anything the Democrat bosses tell him to, and he was almost on the Supreme Court.
Exactly. Well, and to this point, Grover, that you just made, how many others that are associated with this administration are going to be seen as pariahs down the road? And I think that might be a good that might be a good thing when that happens. Grover Norquist is with us, the Americans for Tax Reform president, and we have more from him after this.
His very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry recently announced a new outreach in Cameroon, a country that is predominantly Christian but often blurs the truth of the gospel with local religions and traditions. It's easy for new believers to blend the gospel with their traditional beliefs, resulting in a mixed-up religion that's not really Christianity at all. This is why it's so important for new believers to be firmly grounded in gospel truth according to God's Word. The Tide Ministry utilizes local languages to share the unerring Word of God with millions of listeners who might not have heard the true gospel before. To combat the confusion of local religious influence, mistranslations, or other false teachings, we strive to teach the pure scriptural truth about Jesus. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the truth about Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Mounting evidence against the Biden family syndicate is becoming quite worrisome, not only for the White House, but for Democrats. I mean, you know, Grover, a lot of these Democrats are lawyers. And I understand, in the court of law, you know, you might find yourself in a position to defend the indefensible, but this is tough. I mean, this is not just one blue dress. I mean, these are dozens of blue dresses on the floor here. How do these Democrats, I mean, are you so ideologically fixed that you just figure, okay, we're just going to have to go down with the ship here?
Well, and what's the matter with the Bidens? Didn't they learn from Hillary that you get your own server, and then when the FBI starts asking stupid questions, you destroy 30,000 emails?
Exactly.
And then there's no evidence because you destroyed 30,000 emails. I think we need to revisit what was happening with Hillary's 30,000 personal emails while she was Secretary of State. Her foundation that she and her husband and daughter ran raised hundreds of millions of dollars from other countries. What were they given in return for that? What access were they buying? You put money into her foundation. I remember the one that did surface was if she would fly and join some country's event that they wanted, they give them $20 million into the foundation. Now, Bill and his and their daughter were paying themselves out of that foundation. This is not like raising money for the Red Cross. this is raising money for the Red Cross. If you owned the Red Cross and paid yourself handsomely, and when you know with what they set up, the way they spent the money was also weighted to buy friends, you know, invite people to conferences and political leaders and, you know, pay off people with attention and so on. So that, I think, got a pass because, one, the Democrats thought you could never crack into the Clinton corruption, but, you know, all previous efforts had largely failed. And two, this was going to be the first woman president, so you're not allowed to ask a lot of silly questions.
Exactly.
And then she lost, and anything that going back and looking at the corruption there, first of all, it's all against the law. It's very much against the law to use private servers for business purposes or for your private purposes. This is something the former head of the EPA did and got caught under Obama because she wanted to secretly tell people to do things that you couldn't legally tell them to do on the server that is open for public inspection if necessary. So you're trying to hide communication while you're Secretary of State or head of the EPA. And her defense, which was really disgusting, was that the head of the armed forces, Powell, had like done that once by mistake. And you know, use the public one for to send a note to his wife about being late or something. And you're not supposed to do that, but that's not the same thing as 30,000 emails that you then destroy.
Right, exactly.
Look at that.
Had top secret information and national security information that was out there that God only knows. I mean, when you open up this thing with Hillary Clinton. There's so much to that, Grover, because I believe that here was, she had this side hustle, this side business she was doing, with Barack Obama's endorsement. I still maintain that some tentacles go into Barack Obama's administration, because look at what happened here. You've got Hillary Clinton, you got Joe Biden, you got John Kerry. They're all doing this side hustle. Okay, so how does this happen under the administration of one Barack Obama? And Barack Obama, he may not be listed as the big guy, but maybe he's the bigger guy that, they don't know that is getting his beak wet in the process.
Well, other Democrats would have done opposition research on Biden when he ran. These were not secrets. People knew what he was doing. And one, it makes you wonder, maybe he was the least corrupt of the bunch. So the Democrats felt he's the safest one to run.
Yeah. But to your point, though, Grover, is that not only the people they knew, but I'll tell you, people outside the country know. They know who the corrupt people are because they've been dealing with them, right?
Yeah. If you watch enough of the Perry Mason murder mysteries, you find that whenever somebody does something bad, the person he does it bad with can, in the future, blackmail them. Or the person who takes over the office who is doing the corrupt thing with you and finds your letters can decide to. So you open yourself up, you know, but I trust Frank. We're criminals together. We're gonna make this work. But Frank could get in trouble and decide to throw you overboard. Okay,
right. I think that's what Hunter Biden's finding out about Devin Archer. Right, to your exact point.
Oh, yes. Well, at some point, one of the things is sometimes when they go after certain people, they squeeze their friend. Doesn't sound like on some of these they squeezed very hard on some of Biden world, and in fact. When Trump was trying to ask the Ukrainians to investigate what appeared to be corruption with Biden and people in Ukraine, and obviously Ukrainians could investigate it, and we couldn't. It's a perfectly reasonable thing to ask. You want us to give you weapons and stuff like that, and you won't make a commitment not to involve yourself in corruption in the United States, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We need to know. You know, he didn't say go make something up. That would have been
He didn't say go fire somebody. Did he say go fire somebody? But I think there was a vice president who said, "Hey, I got $1 billion here, and if you don't fire the prosecutor that's looking up the skirt of my son and his business, I'm out of here. And you got 6 hours to make up your mind, right? Not anything close to that, right?
How often do you see that in the New York Times or the Washington Post? Whenever they mention Richard Nixon, even if it's on some foreign policy success, they put comma Watergate. They don't do that on Biden on known examples of corruption such as that. And it's not that the left won't eventually print the truth, but they wait until after it's not of any value to the American people.
No. Well, they look at how long they've been dragging out, the John F. Kennedy assassination. I
just read this article. I did not know that RFK had looked at the material on his father's shooting and argued that it didn't seem as though Sirhan either pulled the fatal shot or was the only guy with a gun that was going off at that time. And he looked into the point where he asked that the guy, you know, be allowed to, you know, get let out at age 80 or something. But that the left doesn't want to talk about. If they think, you know, maybe that's an unreasonable thing, maybe it's a conspiracy theory, you'd think the left would be all over that if they believed it was a conspiracy theory, making fun of them. But that they don't want to touch. So it is disappointing that we have to make public decisions through the haze of a media that actually has a partisan tilt and not even R versus D so much as power of the state versus the people. They see themselves as part of the working government. They do PR for the king, so they like the monarchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the Democrats right now, because they're in control, the deep state allows them to have, you know, a little bit of fun, certainly more fun than Republicans. And that's enough to keep them satisfied, Grover, because meanwhile, the deep state continues, right? This deep administrative bureaucratic state that has taken over our government.
Okay, absolutely. Look forward to seeing you in a week.
Hey, absolutely. Well, look it. Always good to have this time together. Grover Norquist, the one and only. Grover, how can people be in touch and participate with all the good things that Americans for Tax Reform are doing?
Our website is ATR.org, Americans for Tax Reform, ATR.org. And I tweet at Grover Norquist.
Thank you, Grover. Take care. Godspeed. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
The Associated Press is reporting that thousands of illegal disposable vapes are pouring into the U.S. from China, despite recent action by the FDA. Here's former Congresswoman Mary Bono.
A wave of illegal disposable vapes in kid-friendly flavors is flooding in from China.
The FDA needs to act now and pull them off store shelves. As a mother and former policymaker, I can tell you there is no time to wait.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. A House subcommittee will hold a hearing this morning examining how the Biden administration planned for the 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan. The House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Oversight and Accountability will look at the military pullout, including the chaotic evacuation through the Kabul airport that cost 13 American soldiers their lives. Scheduled witnesses include retired Army Colonel Seth Krumrich, former Chief of Staff with Special Operations Command Central. The Department of Justice is filing paperwork asking a judge to order Texas Governor Greg Abbott to have the floating barrier in the Rio Grande removed. DOJ attorneys asked the court to order the barrier removed along with anything used to anchor it. They also asked the state of Texas to not install any future barriers while the case is pending. Abbott put the water barrier in after claiming the Biden administration has failed to secure the border. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. I've been looking forward to this conversation with Karen Abercrombie. In fact, we were supposed to talk last year, and our schedules got crisscrossed. And, I've got to tell you, Karen, I have been such a fan of yours, especially since War Room. I still hear your voice. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up. It was just,
such an awesome
depiction. I mean, it just really warms my heart. So it's an honor to be talking with you this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I'm grateful to be here with you. Thank you so much.
Well, Karen Abercrombie is award-winning actress, Parents' Choice award-winning storyteller, award-winning independent film producer, highly sought-after speaker, and an avid environmentalist. She played Elise in PureFlix's Heaven Sent, as you may recall, and she's playing Eleanor in Eleanor's Bench, which is going to be releasing on PureFlix on June the 30th, so coming soon and very soon. So, Karen, for people who don't know, what is the movie Eleanor's Bench about?
Well, actually, it is a television series about a woman who has left her old neighborhood, and she's doing very well. She is now a judge, and certain things take place, and she is drawn back to become a juvenile judge. You know, to sit on the juvie bench, and the stories, oh my goodness, The stories are hopeful, heartbreaking, you name it.
Mm. Well, and you get a lot of teaching moments there, I bet, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes, indeed.
Well, and it's probably something, Karen, the young people really need to hear in this day and age.
Very much so. And also to also see that there are a lot of adults in their corner, you know, and so hopefully they will be encouraged to tune in and listen and watch and see how we can all be a part of making a difference in the lives of, you know, the young kids, the teens, and then the world in general as a result of it. So definitely, definitely positive, powerful messages here.
What attracted you to this role of Eleanor?
Well, a couple of things. A woman who came from the other side of the tracks, she's done well for herself. But a lot of people, they just continue on. They never look back to bring anybody alongside them or even push someone past them. So that is one thing. But also there is an element. My family, we were a foster family for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. And so with working with these children, we dealt with them going back and forth to court over and over and over again. So, you know, my heart was pierced by this story, and I just was so excited to be a part of it because I've lived it. I know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in this series, it's got to be interesting for you because you get your normal self, and then you've got your younger self. What's that like playing the younger, you know, working with an actor who's playing the younger version of your character?
It's absolutely wonderful for a lot of reasons. You get to look at where you came from, you know, mm-hmm. so to have that element added into the story is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I think it'll be valuable to those watching, you know, as they look back on their younger selves and see where they've come, and then watching our story, where they can go and the difference that they can make.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eleanor's Bench is serious, but also because it involves humanoids like all of us.
Yes.
There's some comedy. It could be fun there, right, too?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So can you share anything? Can you share anything about some of the, you know, stories, side stories there within the series? Give us a little preview.
Yes. For example, my high school sweetheart. I went off to live in a different world, and he stayed around the neighborhood. And so he loses his wife. And because my father is older now and I'm trying to get him to move in with me and he refuses to, so with my coming and going, I'm always seeing my ex. And so there's something brewing there, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. There's something brewing there, and there's some humor in that. There's a lot of humor in that. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, good fun. We can look forward to that, seeing it when the series opens up the end of this month. Now, how is your story of faith similar to or different from Eleanor?
Well, like Eleanor, there has been times in my life where I was, I guess, cooler than I was hot, you know, bordering on lukewarm. And we don't want to do that faith-wise. It does nothing. It could be dangerous at some point, you know, as you separate or just that distance grows between you and God. But so there have been times in my life like that, and that is where we find Eleanor at the start of this all. And
exactly.
our similarities, as I had mentioned before. She's going, her dealings with children in that have been removed from their homes, that have been incarcerated, and yes, I'm talking about children.
Yeah.
And, you know, those that will be going into other placements, you know, into foster care. So those are similarities, and yeah.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Karen Abercrombie. She plays the role of Eleanor Thompson, who lost her faith after years of witnessing gang violence in her inner-city neighborhood. Now, as a high-profile judge, her mission is to make a difference by saving at-risk youth from getting stuck in a cycle of injustice. And so she gave us a little preview. You know, we will see how her renewed sense of purpose reinvigorates her own faith. Who should see Eleanor's bench and why, Karen?
The young and the old. Men and women, the stories, people across the board will be able to relate to one way or the other, for sure.
You know, we mentioned the at-risk youth and getting in the system. You know, what we have seen time and again in real life, I mean, boy, it's even without being in jail, so to speak, and once you get in the system, it's like you're typecast in that system, aren't you?
You really are. And for my family, we chose the older kids because nobody wanted to deal with them. You know, they had heard things about them, that they're all rough and tough and mean. But we have had some incredible experiences with the older children. As a matter of fact, we're still in contact with them, have been blessed mightily by them for many reasons, because then you can look back and see how God's patience is for you, you know, because he's patient with us.
Amen. Amen. Love still works, doesn't it?
It does. It does indeed. Ooh.
Yeah, it is the power of L-O-V-E, and especially when the father is in the middle of it, no doubt about it.
You got that, absolutely. And that's how he calls us to live and what he calls us to do, love.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there we are.
Yes.
She's the award-winning actress, Parents' Choice Award-winning storyteller. Karen Abercrombie has been with us. Karen, God bless. Thank you so much for being with us. All the best for Eleanor's Bench.
Blessings to you, too. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Jason Beardsley is with us. He's a senior coalition's advisor for Concerned Veterans for America and director of veterans initiatives at Stand Together, a veteran of the United States Army and the United States Navy. Jason, thank you for being here, and thank you for your service, sir.
Yeah, awesome to be with you, and really love taking care of our veterans, and can't wait to talk with you and just discuss some of the complex topics in the news today.
Yeah, without a doubt. But before we get into this topic about Ukraine and the recent summit that took place with NATO and that, I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about, you know, the things that matter most to veterans. Where are we right now, and what is your, what are your targets for the next 12 months?
It's a really good question. Veterans have had 20 years of a lot of engagements overseas, and the military, as you can see, is missing its march on recruitment. We see the material stocks being depleted. In addition to that, though, veterans really care most about the promises made sort of as a nation, that are collective promises that end in places like Veterans Affairs, and how do they, after service, obtain their health care? And that's been a complex ongoing battle really since 2014 that Concerned Veterans for America have really focused on delivering the right kind of legislation to make sure that that's easy, so that when we're dealing with post-traumatic stress type things or long years of deployed combat, we have folks that are in a position where they really need mental health care, or they really need substance abuse type mechanisms, or really just straight health, physical health type mechanisms, and we found that that's been difficult. So part of what veterans are saying now is we want to see the systems work well for those of us who served and raising our hand to volunteer for that.
Well, Jason, during the Trump years, there was a movement. I mean, they got really serious about addressing these issues. But you're saying, okay, that was step one in reform, but we've got more to do. And, as Ronald Reagan would say, trust but verify, right?
Absolutely, and I had the privilege of serving in the administration under Secretary Wilkie for the Department of Veterans Affairs and Secretary Miller for Department of Defense. And what you see is when legislation was passed by a bipartisan Congress that said, yeah, we're going to make it easy for veterans to go out and get their health care in the community, that was the, as you said, first step. But inside the administration, what we found is it's very difficult to ensure that all the way through a 400,000 almost person bureaucracy, that the law gets implemented by policy at the the end where the deliverer of healthcare is really the difference maker between veteran receiving frontline care or going through the elaborate bureaucracy. Now, not only is the bureaucracy hard, but they work almost naturally to change the impact of legislation that so they benefit the bureaucracy and not the veteran. So what we're saying is, you know, VA healthcare should be first about the veteran, and and afterwards then you look at, well, how does the department benefit? So unfortunately, departments and bureaucrats are normally thinking first about the health of the department or the agency.
Yeah, you're being too kind. It should always be about the vet. It should always be about, you know, the mission. And the mission is to serve the vet.
Right.
How the bureaucracy is complemented in that process, it's complemented because they did a good job in serving. This is the problem we have, Jason, and you just happen to bring up a sore issue for me. I'm a former Marine. By the grace of God, I've not had to rely on the VA. But I certainly have supported the VA, and I come alongside, you know, my brothers in arms who served our country, and they're deserved, you know, they are deserving of honor and glory for what they've done to preserve liberty for this great country of ours. And anything short of that, I'm sorry, I have no tolerance. I mean, you know, bless your heart and thank you for your service and for your patience in tolerating this kind of stuff. And I know maybe, and I'm not trying to rile you up because you've got work to do, but I'm just saying, as, you know, a national show host and somebody who's been concerned about my brothers in arms, this has been something that I've been shouting on the rooftops ever since God put me behind this microphone. I don't like it when our you know, our citizens, and especially those like our vets, are, you know, that are underserved. And because if it wasn't for the vets, you wouldn't have the VA.
Well, that's
you wouldn't have the bureaucracy to begin with, right? See, but it's been turned upside down. So I'm sorry to go on, but this stuff is just you know, it's just always have bothered me. And if there's anything that I can do to help right the ship, just know that I'm with you and partnering on this.
Well, I compliment you, one, for the passion, because this is a very core sort of individual sort of process when a veteran comes through the system and is loaded with frustrations and standing in front of this large bureaucracy and is railing against the system to gain care and health. And the beauty of the legislation is that the lawmakers sat down and between, you know, left and right across the aisle wrote a pretty good law. Actually, it was a pretty fantastic law. There's a lot of folks involved in that. But the law, it does not always mean policy at the end, which means Congress needs to really hold the Department of Veterans Affairs accountable. And then there
exactly.
are people with good hearts there. But the truth is, they actually need to be, let's use a biblical term, you know, when you spare the rod, you spoil the child. What that really means in government is, if we're not there overlooking and punishing where it's necessary, then the actual entity itself becomes unruly. And then it does the opposite of what you're talking about, which is, instead of serving the veteran, it becomes the thing which the veteran serves. And that's wrong. So it should bring a lot of passion. What you said is, anything you can do, well, you're doing it with your voice. And that's one of the biggest weapon systems we have in the modern era, is being able to tell the truth without having fear. And that's been a real problem in the last 10 years. I think you can see that. And being able to do that so the audience hears, pierces through the veil of deception that's happening, and hears the actual truth. That's what veterans want to hear.
Well, we're talking with Jason Beardsley. He's a senior coalition's advisor for Concerned Vets for America, director of Veterans Initiatives that Stand Together, a veteran of the U.S. Army and the U.S. Navy. Well, let's talk about the NATO summit. Here it is, a post-analysis. You know, of course, the topic is the escalating Western involvement in the Ukraine war. What say you?
Well, first and foremost, what we gain from the NATO summit is a little frank assessment that I think is needed broader to say, Ukraine, we should not admit them into NATO at the present time in particular. Whether they are admitted down the road, that's a whole different question. But we have to really understand that this dangle for NATO to somehow bring in Ukraine while they're at war with Russia presents the world with a global conflict that we ought not be straying into. So that's dangerous. it's dangerous kind of talk, and the rhetoric has meant that most diplomats inside the Washington, D.C. core have been pressing more and more for bigger, broader escalation and spiraling violence, when what we ought to be looking to our diplomatic core for is resolution and settlement. It affects grain, it affects the world, it affects peace. So Americans love being on the winning side. They want to help. We feel empathetic towards folks that are clamoring for freedom. But we also have to be careful in the wisdom of our founding fathers that we don't get embroiled into things that actually create bigger consequences for our involvement. So that makes this a very challenging discussion for most.
Do we have the right people doing the job?
I
don't know. Maybe that's a rhetorical question, but you got to be able to say, look at, this thing should not have been going on this long. And the longer it goes on, I keep saying we can have an oops, oops could be very dangerous. Somebody lets off a bomb, something regrettable. This thing needs to be settled. But like everything, you follow the money. And I'm a bit, skeptical only because of the past. And I see that go ahead.
Your skepticism is not just worthy, but it's necessary, and our founders meant for that. I love the question, do we have the right people? Let's answer it in sort of a politically safe way. What we know is the right things are not happening on the ground. Regardless of who's in charge, we're not seeing the United States, who's sort of underwriting the security of Europe.
Exactly.
Number one is extended our nuclear umbrella to these countries. What we're not seeing is Europe actually become autonomous for security purposes. So rather than spending the amount they need to defend their own backyard, they're relying on the United States. And then what we're not seeing is we're not seeing the Ukrainians, who I think we have to extend our love and our empathy for, in the safest position possible, which is not in a conflict with a nuclear power. That's Russia, right? They're going to end up having to bargain away certain things that are going to be very meaningful to them. But I would challenge that the audience that you have is probably aware of this, but Ukraine has always been under the sphere of the Soviet Union in the old days, and then Moscow and the post, the collapse of the Berlin Wall. So they've always sort of been a proxy, and they're right on the doorstep. So as NATO has increased, we've actually ratcheted up tension in the area. That's in a time frame when the American military has been back-to-back on-the-ground wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. I try to remind people, particularly on the news, that everybody thinks the next F-16 or the next tank or the next Javelin missile will solve the problem on the ground. And I like to remind audiences that we had every piece of technological advanced equipment you could want in the U.S. military, the greatest military in the history of the world. And we sat in Iraq and we sat in Afghanistan for 20 years, really having our lunch handed to us by small rebels and contingents of terrorist elements and all sorts of disparate peoples that we were fighting for that time. And my point is, you don't dump money in a war and expect that by material solutions you've already won. War has a lot more to do with human terrain, and we're missing that for Ukraine.
Well, not to mention the fact you got the President of the United States saying we're running out of bullets.
Embarrassing and also a strategic nightmare. We've said it for months. I think a lot of folks on in the dialogue have suggested this is going to deplete our stocks. And for a long time, nobody heard that. And then the president says it out loud in front of the press, which makes this an even higher, sharper question that ought to be answered.
Exactly. Jason Beardsley, thank you for being with us and, sharing your knowledge and bringing to point the things that America need to rally around and be united for. He's a senior coalition's advisor for Concerned Veterans for America, Jason Beardsley. Thank you, Jason. Take care.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy